Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast. My name is James Johnson, and I'm here with my co-host
Edward Dickey.
Edward, we did not record last week.
Yeah, I was doing a mission project. I was being the hands and feet of the Lord.
That's right.
Meanwhile, you were up in your ivory tower.
That's right. Just looking down, making sure everything was conceptually okay.
It wasn't.
Well, I'm
no,
glad.
It was great. We had a good time. I got to know our homeowner pretty well, and you know, we fixed a couple leaks and his awnings and painted a couple things.
That's awesome.
And cleared out a whole bunch of weeds.
That's great. That's really cool.
Metro Atlanta Project.
Metro Atlanta Project, yeah. Hosted by, produced by, homed by Northside Church. In any case, well done. And it's good to have you back, and it's good to be back on the air. It seems like we start every episode by saying, hey, we haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah, we need to fix that. maybe make recording a normal thing.
I think at our next meeting, we'll have to hammer out a schedule or perhaps a plan.
I like plans.
But as of today, we do have a rundown. We're going to start with the big news in sports, which was the All-Star game that happened, I think, 2 days ago now.
Yeah. Is that right?
It was Tuesday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday night, NL versus the AL. And, of course, the AL won again for the ninth time
in a row. Which is wild to me that that's the case. Because you would think, like, it would kind of balance itself out.
Right.
And there's no real rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's a Mike Trout of the situation, but,
right.
Like.
Right.
And, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton usually plays great in All-Star games, but he was an NL player for a while in those 9 years.
Yeah.
And still, I don't know what's going on there.
Well, maybe the National League players just have a little bit more fun during the break and don't really care that much about the game. Nothing's online, right? They've taken away all the meaning behind the game, haven't they?
Yes. However, that being said, I would say out of all the sports, this is the...
Is this your hot take?
It's a lukewarm take.
Okay.
This looks the most like the real thing.
Okay.
You know, like,
because it requires the least amount of effort.
Well, but you're still trying to hit 90 mile an hour pitches.
Right.
You're still, you know, it.
Does that really exhaust people? Is that the same as taking a linebacker to the face?
But like you can't watch the Pro Bowl and say this looks like real football.
You just can't watch the Pro Bowl, period, I think is. And I think it's on its way out the door anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, All-Star games are fun.
They are.
But like, and even the NBA All-Star game, which is fun to watch.
Yeah.
But that's not real basketball.
I'll tell you, well, it does become real basketball toward the end. And I'll say this, the best All-Star game of any sport I've ever seen was the 2001 NBA All-Star game. Where it was, you had Allen Iverson playing for the East.
Yeah,
you had Kobe Bryant playing for the West. That was the year that Iverson won the MVP, and they were the only team to beat the Lakers, even though they just got the one game in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that was the best year of NBA basketball I've ever seen in my life, and it was Allen Iverson leading the East to the win, scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter of that game.
Wow,
it was amazing because in the fourth quarter they start to play a little.
Yes,
bit.
But. And I think with baseball, and I mean, you can say it's because it takes the least physical effort, and I'll be okay with that.
That's good because I did say that.
Mental, it's a little different.
Right.
It's more of a thinking man's game.
That's right. But
I think start to finish, it looks the most like what you see in the regular season.
Yeah.
And it kind of is, you know, as a kid, what you think of the All-Star game is like, oh, it'd be really cool to see all the best players just play each other.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you get with the Major League Baseball.
Turns out the American League's just better than the National League.
By one run, yes. I was really hoping Snitker was going to be the manager to win it. Just because all the people who, like, dog on Snitker. Despite the fact he has a World Series ring.
Now, did he get to do that because he won the World Series last year?
I think that's how it works. I think it's the... And
it could be this
I know a lot about sports. Yeah. How they decide who manages the All-Star game isn't something I claim to know, but I think it's the teams that were in the World Series the year before.
Okay,
their managers.
All right,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Assuming the guy hadn't been fired or something. Which
so I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I referenced your opinion that this is the best of all the All-Star games, and he said, "Well, I think hockey actually has the best." And I hadn't watched NHL hockey.
I will be completely honest with you. I haven't watched it. I don't even know how they do the All-Star.
I haven't watched one in a very, very, very long time. So I don't know how it holds up. But
I'll be sure to watch it this year.
I would imagine that you're probably still right. That you still get a better look at the sport in in the Major League Baseball than you do in hockey.
And also, I think this year's eyelash. This year's All-Star Game they did some like fun stuff with the broadcast.
Yeah, they had people mic'd up and
like they had an inning that was just, and I tweeted about it from Big Set Fun on Twitter. They had an inning that was just the pitcher and the catcher.
Yeah.
Talking to each other.
Yeah, that's awesome, right?
And I was like, I would pay so much money to hear this. Like, I would pay a solid $10 a month to get that.
Do you think that is anywhere in the future for real baseball games?
I think that they definitely did it in the All-Star game to see
how it would respond to it.
Putting the toe in the water, seeing how it feels.
It'd be more fun if they had the batter chimed in too, so he could be like, hey, I would really prefer a fastball right here, guys.
But also,
I guess the Astros already covered that though, right?
I did love that those guys still got booed.
Of course they did.
Manfred could have put an end to it if he just punished them.
Well, you know, it's just a piece of metal, man.
The commissioner's trophy. But also, I thought they mic'd up the pitcher and they had John Smoltz talking to the pitcher.
Yeah.
And him be like, all right, Smoltz, what should I throw here?
See, that's unfair.
And he was like, I think back foot cutter.
Yeah.
And he's like, ooh, you sexy. I like it. You know, stuff like that. It was just fun. And
that is fun.
You had Big Poppy walking around the dugouts.
Yeah.
But he went up to one of the pitchers, like, what would you throw to strike me out? And the guy said, like, you know, I'd go high and inside. He's like, I'd take you deep.
I'd take it deep.
But it was just fun. You know, the home run derby I thought was cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think about the periphery kind of stuff that happens during the week as well?
All right, so.
We had some young kids. Young kid is about to win.
Like one of my favorite players of all time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, it's another thing where he played out in L.A., so it was hard to watch him a lot.
Right.
But, you know, every morning to watch SportsCenter to see what Albert
did. He still plays, doesn't he? Or
he was, yeah, he was in the All-Star game.
That's right, okay.
But he made it through the first round of
the
home
run
derby. No, I think he's with the Cardinals. Yeah, he's with the Cardinals.
Oh, he went back to the Cardinals. Okay,
yeah.
good.
And he was, but he made it through the first round, and every player came out to congratulate him. It was a cool little moment.
Like when you go out to talk to your grandfather.
Yeah,
and say,
well, he's like 400 years old, but yeah. he's still playing pretty well.
Yeah, he's always, you know, he can swing those bats for a while.
Yeah.
With a DH, I can't imagine why he wouldn't just keep playing, but I think this is his last year.
Yeah. He's getting up there. He's doing the goodbye tour.
What's his career stats at right now? Do you know? Like how many career home runs does, because he was the only guy
close to 700.
Okay. I know that he was like, early on and before they stopped using steroids and everything, but you know, I think he's been a clean player probably. I don't know, but
I mean, there has been a slight dip
age takes place. He's a guy that can get by, I think. In any case, like I remember
he never failed a test.
10 or 15 years ago, he was the guy that most people hung the mantle on and said, this is the guy that could break the record.
But
it doesn't seem like that's gonna happen now.
No, I think what Hank Aaron was able to do, I understand pitching's better now.
Right.
But so is the coaching of hitting.
Yeah.
And so I think it kind of levels itself out there. But I think what Hank Aaron is able to do is really shown itself to be amazing in that.
Longevity wise, but
well, but
consistency
and I think
too.
I think we can he never failed a test, but Barry Bonds is on steroids.
No, everyone knows that.
Yeah. But the fact that he was able that he still is the real home run king. And then from way before the steroid era is very impressive.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So did Barry Bonds never break?
He did.
He did? Okay, but we just don't count that.
I don't.
It's an asterisk situation.
I still want it to be a Brave.
I totally think it's still Sammy Sosa too, by the way. For season 66 home runs, that should be the real record.
I mean,
that's neither here nor there.
Man, we gotta do that 30 for 30 at some point.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
It is one.
That was a great summer.
It is one.
I know. I'm saying that we should look at it and talk about it.
Also, I tweeted out, and this fits because I'm wearing a Savannah Bananas jersey.
Hashtag Savannah Banana.
Oh, I would. If they give me a ticket, I'm in Savannah
Let's
tomorrow.
Let's go. Well, if somebody's out there listening, give us a ticket. We'll go.
Please.
We'll take a road trip.
But they have their own form of baseball. They play it. They play like one real game.
Yeah.
They do a game of banana ball.
Okay. Does that involve throwing a banana?
Well, they open up every game with the first banana.
They throw a banana?
It's like the first pitch, but
they throw a banana.
Yeah,
they throw a banana.
But they play a version of baseball that is like it's nine innings played in like 2 hours. Okay. And it's like, I would love for that to be added to the peripheral.
Yeah.
But like if for extras, I think it's just one-on-one.
Okay.
And it's like, I might have some of the facts here wrong.
You often do.
You know, sometimes I'm just making stuff up. Yeah, but I think it's the show you score it like by inning.
Okay.
So it's like you win the inning, that's one, you know, but yeah. If it's tied, then okay. It goes to one-on-one baseball. Stuff like that. That's kind of fun. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So but I would love to see that pop up as a peripheral.
So let me ask you this then. We're talking about the kind of periphery stuff that happens. I think the NFL would do well to get rid of the Pro Bowl, but have some kind of skills competition.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, we wouldn't want to replace the All-Star game with just the Home Run Derby and stuff like that. But maybe the other sports would also, you know, you have the three-point contest, the dunk contest. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself, number one, being more interested in those kind of side projects that happen rather than the game? But also, do you think it might be in the best interest of these games to get their best players together and then have... and then have these skills competitions, which would actually be important, because that would be like a sign of like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to want to be known as the best quarterback. So he's going to go out there and do that at a level that he's not going to be able to do in a Pro Bowl game.
So I think in every sport but football, I still want the game.
Yeah.
Just because you a little bit, he still wants to know.
Right.
What it would look like if all the best players were playing against each other, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you always have that little childhood fantasy.
Exactly. Right. And you want to know the actual way to make people try is put up a whole lot of money to absolutely. The winner.
That's the thing. I assume that they get some money, but if you put some real money on the table.
It's not enough.
You get
to
a corporate
really
sponsor to go out there and be like, hey, look,
it's
here's $20 million that you guys all get to chop up as a winning team.
Especially like they make a lot in the NBA, but that's a small number. But I would like to see, I think McAfee said it, what his like plan for the Pro Bowl would be, a lot of the skills stuff, but it'd be like, kind of like, you can sign up for different stuff and it'd be like, all right, will you try? If you sign up for this, will you try? And then, but they would also do a flat, like a 7-on-7 game.
Yeah.
Against like the, you know, there's like whole 7-on-7 national champions.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like play them.
Okay.
Like I think that would be kind of cool.
That would be interesting, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think NFL needs to go largely to the skill stuff because.
And
because part of it though is like the NBA, what every other sport wants that the NBA has is All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
It is a destination.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big deal. Everybody goes to it. And the NFL clearly can't get there. And I think Major League Baseball could, but they don't seem to want to because baseball has a great game and it's a bad DJ at a good party over there. you know, like there's
that's right.
I mean, Manfred doesn't know what, He doesn't know what's going on.
So much that he doesn't know.
I mean, Goodell's got to love that guy.
Yeah, you no doubt. He makes him look good.
Hey, see, and see the guy how good
who,
I am?
And the guy who runs the NHL isn't any better.
I don't come from a big hockey background, so I don't know much about it, but I'm glad to know that he's bad.
That way. Let me ask you this, though. So what if in the future, what if like the All-Stars from the NFL played like the All-Stars from the XFL in like some kind of exhibition game? Or that's interesting, but also what if, or the USFL or whatever, whoever's still around, which who knows, right? And I guess they're merging maybe together anyway.
They made it through a whole season, the USFL. Well,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Or what if this, I've heard this somewhere, and it might have been McAfee who said this, I don't know, but what if you took... the best, you took the NFL All-Stars and you took the NBA All-Stars and they played each other at their respective games. And so like you'd have NBA players rolling up to play, on the football field, you know, like a 7-on-7, a 7-on-7 situation, or you'd have the NFL players rolling up on a basketball court to play basketball.
That would be really cool.
And then, you know, then you're playing for the honor of your league or something like that. Right. And so there's something to that.
Because all these guys are good athletes.
Right.
They all played.
Yeah. Like, they can all play basketball, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not to the level and the endurance.
But like, you know, professional athlete that's a different animal. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
For the most part.
This is a situation where you could get the MLS involved and maybe get some more profile, raise the profile MLS. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and just knock hockey down to the fifth sport, right?
When we started this podcast, our plan wasn't to dog on hockey this much.
No, but we don't ever talk about it, so that's all right.
I don't have a team to follow.
My team is the Pittsburgh Penguins, but they
Sid.
Yeah, they are. Sid the kid.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
he's getting older now, isn't he?
Next week, our big is going to be training camp. We're going to talk about NFL training camp. So we're going to move on to our sad today, which is actually that you forgot to sign us up for the SEC passes to the media days.
SEC media days has forgotten, has come and went, and narrow call was made.
We should have been right there, man.
Narrow call was made to Big Sam.
I had so many questions to ask Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban and Kirby Smart.
I think it's your cavalier attitude that kept us out.
You think so? You think it's my fault?
No, I mean, it was I was listening to 92.9, the game, and they were live from there.
Is that right?
And it was really cool. It was just kind of like a Radio Row setting.
Yeah.
So people would just kind of come up and sit for 8 minutes.
And then they move on to the next one.
Yeah, but, you know, you get... It's like all,
did you hear anything coming out of the media days? Did you hear anything that surprised you? Anything that was interesting?
There was a lot of talk... And, you know, it's hard because how much of this is real and how much.
Right.
But a lot of the talking about the super conferences.
Yeah.
Of making, you know, the SEC just massive. And him saying, I think Sankey, the commissioner, saying, I think we're good where we're at.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really believe you.
not at all.
But I want it to stay where it is because I don't want college football to get away from the fun rivalries it has. I think that's the best part about it.
It's too late. I think we've already crossed that. What you're going to have to do is create new rivalries. And the old school rivalries, the ones that you actually care about, are still going to be there.
Yeah. But for Georgia,
you're still going to have Auburn. You're still going to have
It's going to be, I mean, we have Tech, Florida.
You can't count Tech. It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, but it's still
in state
rivalry.
Yeah, okay.
but Tech, I mean, it's in our fight song. Auburn, Florida, those are our big three, and it's gonna be, if we have to drop one of those, it's gonna be Auburn, which is gonna be tough because that's the oldest rivalry.
But you're picking Oklahoma, man. Georgia, Oklahoma. Yeah. That's gonna be the biggest rivalry ever.
But you know, it's gonna be tough to get Georgia fans
to care.
No, not to care to travel to Oklahoma.
Oh, they'll go. Norman's amazing, dude.
I think you might be a little biased, you know, and
beautiful campus down there,
but with like USC Chan joining another conference,
especially the Big Ten. Like,
yeah. How are they going to go?
That's ridiculous
to play some of those. Like, how is the girls soccer team?
That's the thing,
you know, are they
going to, no one ever thinks about.
Yeah. How are they going to, yeah, are they going to get on a plane on a Wednesday and fly across the country and then come back and go to class on Thursday?
No, it's not going to happen, right? Like, so you get some scheduling issues.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. But also, I liked what Kirby kind of was saying about NIL.
What did he say?
He said a lot of what I liked about
to sign a new contract for $10 million a year, so I don't really care about NIL. Did he say that?
No, but he was saying he doesn't like players coming in being like, all right, well, this is what this school offered me in NIL. What can y'all offer me?
Yeah.
He was like, but I like...
Get
I like,
used to it?
Well, but he was saying, I like that players... Well, I think people are going to want a cut of it here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is where it's going to get interesting. And that's kind of where, like, I don't like this thought of boosters can just straight up pay players.
Just write a check.
And for a guy not to, like... I'm cool with NIL, with Jordan Davis being the Morgan & Morgan,
right,
and being on all the billboards for Morgan &
right,
Morgan.
Right. But just having a guy write a check.
But just
no
having,
name,
yeah.
Anonymous guy.
Yeah. Well, but he's like, oh, well, but I have a company called NIL Inc.
My question is this, though, man. It just changes the way that recruitment happens, obviously, but mm-hmm. is it actually going to change the results that we see on the field? I mean, it's still going to be Alabama, Georgia, SEC. It's going to be Ohio State. It's going to be these big teams who maybe were not actually paying players under the table anyway,
yeah,
but they are the teams that have the money and that do the things that get the players to come there anyway. So are we going to see, for instance, a Missouri all of a sudden is amazing because somebody dumped, you know, $10 million
into
their players?
I think if you dump enough, maybe.
Missouri?
Oh, well,
are they still in the SEC?
Yeah.
Is Vanderbilt going to win a national championship under this new NIL policy?
If they get the right coach, maybe. but, you know, and I think part of where my at least issues is just like guys getting blank checks and not like to not do like.
Well, to play football. Well, to have a name, to have an image, and to have a likeness.
If Aaron Rodgers signs an endorsement deal, you know he's going to be on the commercials. He's going to be.
He's going to be on State Farm commercials.
Yeah. But like whenever these just shadow companies or whatever will give a large check to a player just to like play football, it's like, all right, that's not really what it's for, you know. Yeah. But Kirby also said that one of his players, he wouldn't say a name, obviously, but he said like, you know, he was able to send money back to his dad who's on dialysis.
Right.
Like pay for the dialysis due to, and like, I'm completely down with that.
Absolutely.
And he's like, and you know, a lot of these walk-ons get NIL deals.
It's just right. It just is right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can say about it.
They should 100% be getting paid, like, or should be able to profit off of their likeness.
Absolutely. And that's always, that always should have been the case.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, the NCAA got a little crazy.
Well, the NCAA is about to be irrelevant. There's a sense in which this is going to be the big conferences, right? That's exactly what you were talking about before. Yeah, the SEC should just get together with the Big Ten and say, we're going to figure out who the national champion is.
Here's really what I'm afraid of is that what it's going to turn into is every conference names a national champion.
Yeah.
And it's like that, we're dead.
If it went like that, that would definitely be.
That would be sad.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of our sad.
But someone said, why don't just all the Power Fives join together, create like, you know, 162 team conference, and then they just split up into regional conferences, and then it's like,
what we had, right?
That's so restart.
just hit the reset button, man.
Yeah, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
And of course, it's all about money. I mean, that's all about who can generate funds.
That's all it's ever about.
That's all anything's about in this world.
Well, I don't know if we need to
not to be cynical, but let's talk about capitalism and the decline of Western civilization.
I mean, and on that, on to our fun.
All right, so for fun, we actually do have something really fun. Shohei Ohtani is coming to town.
And Trout.
Well, Mike Trout too, but let's be fair. Like, who do you really want to see? If you had to pick one of those players to see.
Mike Trout.
Okay, well, you're the boring guy. I want to see Ohtani.
My favorite players, when I was a young kid, Albert Pujols.
Yep.
Albert Pujols started to decline, and then who emerges? Michael Trout.
Michael Trout, I thought you were going to...
Bryce
Harper. I thought Bryce Harper would be your favorite.
It's a clown question,
you
bro.
You seem more... well done.
Thank you. But there's also part of the allure of the West Coast guy.
Yeah.
And that you don't get to see him.
Well, and the guy that you couldn't pick out of a lineup, number one. And number two,
which is a whole other issue,
the best player that we've had in a generation. A generational player, never going to win a championship.
And which
is just fascinating.
There was a great I read a great article in The Athletic about that. Just like how.
And he's so dang loyal. He's never going to go to like the Yankees and do whatever that he has to do in order to actually win that championship.
Win a playoff series. I just want to see him
what
in the playoffs.
What do you got to do, man? Playoffs? We talking about playoffs?
What's going to be, and Ohtani's on the mound tonight, and I wish he could go, but I got other plans, but it's also rainy, which is sad because I want to go see Shohei Ohtani in the beautiful sunlight. But I'm going to definitely try and get some tickets, to go at some point this weekend. Cause you know, Mike Trout's one of those guys who you don't get to see.
Absolutely. Have you seen him play before?
No. And I mean, I saw Albert Pujols for the first time this year.
Okay. All right. So I'm one of the guys who, I'm not a Braves fan necessarily, and I love baseball. So I go and watch as much as I can. I've not been yet this year, I should say. I am going on the 29th. So if you're interested in going, maybe the Marlins. But
yeah, I like baseball.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do a little something from from the game.
We'll make a tic tac.
Yeah, make a tic tac. But anyway, I'm the kind of guy who will go to watch special players though, and watch the Cubs when they're in town. But to see Shohei Ohtani, man, or Mike Trout, is he pitching tonight?
Yeah.
Is he going to hit as well? Or
oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's still DHs.
He still does the same thing, right?
Now, I did see something. Now, this never happened, but it was like a trade, potential trade for Shohei Ohtani to the Braves.
Oh, wow.
Like,
this was projected. No, not projected, but
they were talking about it on like MLB Network.
Okay. Were they just messing around?
Yeah. It was like, I mean, Anthopoulos would literally never take on that contract.
Yeah.
And he's, I believe, up for arbitration next year, and we're not going to pay him what he's worth.
Yeah, no doubt.
Why would we do that?
You don't want to win.
Well, we won the World Series.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
You also want to make some money along the way.
Yeah.
You know, this is...
So, quick side note.
Go ahead, yeah.
There's no way you saw it, but Blooper, went the Braves mascot, went to the All-Star game.
No, I did not see that.
And he like had his World Series ring, and he kept like showing it to all the and the Dodgers fans.
Did he have an actual World Series ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's. I mean, it's I'm sure it's fake one. I'm sure it's one of the fake ones.
Oh, okay.
Because it has to fit its massive mascot hand.
But it's a really expensive ring. That's a lot of diamonds, man.
All the Dodgers kept booing him, and the caption on the video was "Your boos mean nothing to me. I've seen what makes you cheer." He did a picture with the Dodgers trophy.
Yeah.
And it was like all the, if you look at all the capitalized letters.
Yeah.
It said Mickey Mouse ring.
That's awesome.
But
no, you guys did win. I'm saying though, but sometimes you want to bring a player in that's going to fill the seats even when you're not doing well.
Yes.
You know?
And I think that's
Jerry Jones' policy with Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
The only reason why Zeke Elliott's
still on the team. That's what the Angels are doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they have been doing, right?
Yeah, but and so it what's better, winning or fantasies and seats,
making money.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it depends on to who.
Right
now,
right.
But the other thing though is, you can do both when you win.
You can do both, but you know, winning is so hard, and I can make so much more money by just paying two players a lot, and then recouping everything else.
But you know, I mean, there's a reason the Braves are selling out games because we're winning.
Because you're winning, and you won the championship. So there's a, you know, and that feeds not just the Braves, but, you know, the entire Battery area. It's good times to be in the Braves business.
And I do like hanging out at the Battery.
Yeah, man.
As much as I miss tailgating, I do like the Battery.
We should do a show from down there one time. I can set that up, I bet. I bet we get a bunch of followers that way.
I'm sure we could figure something out.
Yeah, we should.
We should make business cards and throw them out.
So there's our Big Sad Fun. I want to say as a final note that Dan Snyder's yacht has pulled into Monaco as of 6 hours ago. So if you are looking for Dan Snyder, U.S. Congress, he's in Monaco. Right?
I saw his plane touch down somewhere. This is so wild that it's still going on. Didn't he say that he would...
He said he would zoom in or something.
Yeah.
But apparently
man,
not
what
yet.
A scumbag. I mean, I don't talk that way about a lot of real people.
This is from Twitter, and the account is Dan Snyder Yacht Tracker. And this is what it says as of 6 hours ago. Dan Snyder's yacht has arrived in Monaco. We can only hope he goes into the Monaco Monte Carlo Casino, bets it all on black, loses, and is forced to sell the Commanders, a.k.a. the Commies.
Yes.
So hashtag fired Dan Snyder.
Those people deserve to have a better owner.
They don't, but...
I
love it. I hope they keep Dan Snyder forever. And I hope Dan Snyder Jr. takes over afterwards.
Is he any better?
I don't know. I don't even know if there is one.
Well,
there's going to be one in Monte Carlo tonight. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.